Stream's Lifeline, your computer. Now that you have a Stream and memory card, you'll want to transfer digital books, music, or computer documents from your computer to the card. The first time you use the card, you should first insert the card into the Stream and power it on. The Stream will automatically create the necessary bookshelf folders on the card. Then, to transfer, you need to connect the Stream to the computer. There are two ways to connect to your computer. You can use the long USB cable that came in your Stream box, or you can use an SD card reader. To use the long USB cable, first power off your Stream, then connect the end of the cable with the small square plug into the USB port on the top left corner of the Stream. The port is marked with a raised dot. Connect the other end with the flat plug into the USB port on your computer. Now, power on the Stream. It will announce that the player is connected. To use an SD card reader, simply remove the SD card from your Stream and insert it into the computer's card reader. Some computers have a built-in card reader slot. You can also buy USB card readers that attach to your computer's USB port. Whether you use the cable or a card reader, the result is the same. After a few moments, Windows will recognize the VRStream memory card and ask you what you wish to do with it. Arrow down the choices and select to view the card with Windows Explorer. In Windows Explorer, the Stream memory card will be assigned a disk drive letter, such as E, F, or G. On this drive, you'll see the Stream bookshelf folders. Each folder begins with the $VR, followed by the name of the bookshelf. You use the copy and paste features of Windows Explorer to copy files from your computer to these bookshelf folders. Another audio clip will describe which bookshelves to use for different types of books and files. Once all the data is transferred, you can disconnect the Stream or remove the card from its card reader. To do this, first close the window that was opened to view the card. Then use the Windows Safely Remove option in your computer's system tray to tell Windows to safely remove the card. Once Windows tells you it is safe to do so, you can remove the card from the reader. Or, if you connected the Stream using the USB cable, simply power off the Stream and disconnect the cable. You may also want to try the optional Stream Companion software that comes on your CD. It provides an alternative way to transfer information to the Stream if you'd rather not use Windows to copy files.